In Alice Springs, Central Australia, one of the greatest events of the year, the Parjima Festival of Light, is due to start in just a few weeks, depending, of course, on restrictions imposed thanks to the coronavirus. I caught up with the festival's First Nations advisor, Rhoda Roberts, AO, and asked her about the light show on the hills and the film festival.
Yes, our film program is really quite extensive, and it's very exciting because we have a lot of local content, as In My Blood It Runs, which premiered this year, is very exciting, locally made, about a young boy who ends up at the UN talking about the way he lives in these two worlds. But we've also got some wonderful documentaries on some very famous Alice Springs Arrernte people, including Rosie Kunis-Monks, Charlie Perkins, Bill Harney, just people who have made such a difference in life for those communities up there. And, of course, we've got Mitch Torres from the Kimberley with her new show. She has a big cooking show, but we're also showing a film that she did back in the 90s called Barbecue Area, which is a very much a satirical look at January the 26th.
And also a great music lineup. There's a wonderful night of performance artists.
Covering quite a range of different genres. So we've got one of Australia's largest metal bands called East Desert Metal, who are based in Santa Teresa, which is extraordinary, but they spend most of their life touring around the country and indeed the world. So it's lovely to have those sorts of bands that have international exposure. And of course, I mentioned Warren H. Williams, who, of course, is a great artist who did much work with John Williamson many years ago with that song, Raining on the Rock at Uluru.
And, of course, other things too, like you've got emu eggs laying at night, this huge, I don't know what how to describe it, it's going to be a huge emu.
It's a huge emu. I think it's about 8 metres high. And basically what it is the artists we selected, we wanted to select male, female, of course, but then we also wanted to select a specific artist from youth. And so this is a new young emerging artist from Alice Springs and Lachlan Dodds. And he's done the emu laying eggs at night. And it's basically a reflection of that emu that we see in the sky. So the emu will stand high. It'll be illuminated by light. But also the eggs will be a light source on the ground.
Wow.
So it's taking the original artwork and then using a bit of creative to create these incredible light installations. But I think people will appreciate that because you hear the stories of the emu, which resonate around the country. There's so many different emu stories. But, of course, in the old ways, they used to use the Milky Way. And when you see the emu in the sky, of course, that was used for a lot of navigation and also ways of planting and, you know, seasonal behaviour of groups. So, yeah, really exciting.
It is an amazing... Look, I think you've done an incredible job to get so much jam-packed into this one event that celebrates Central Australian Indigenous creativity, I suppose.
It's a pretty amazing event to do. Of course, the guys behind Vivid Lights in Sydney, AGB Events, who started the Vivid thing, they are the producers of Parjima, and I think that's where it builds its level because we're working with such an incredible company.
Who came up with the original idea? Did you do that?
No, it was already up and running for a year prior. I think the Northern Territory Major Events wanted to look at something specific in Alice Springs to attract people to Alice Springs, but to also highlight that it really is the centre of Australia, but it indeed is really produces Aboriginal art that's known around the world. Mm. So to have a focus on that was really important. And so I came in on the second year.
Right. But it must have been a significant effort that you've put to try and get all this to come together at the right time because it's so many different artists from so many different disciplines. It sounds like a huge undertaking.
Literally, it is. And I think that's one of the things. We have an extraordinary cultural group who assist us with representing the three Aboriginal estates of Mbwantwa or Alice Springs. And, you know, one of those, I call them our cultural guides, but Felicity Hayes is this extraordinary woman, and she actually was behind the making of the film In My Blood It Run. So our reference group, or our cultural guides, they're really involved in the festival and, you know, are doing workshops and talks as well.
And that's the First Nations advisor to the festival, Rhoda Roberts, AO, speaking there with me about the centre's Festival of Light.